We listen very early now in our Lenten season to this passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, and one we've heard so many times. And it bears our meditation because there is so much here that Jesus is literally telling us about ourselves and how, if we say we believe in him, then it has to somehow translate into our actions. But he's, as always, being complete and truthful. We will be judged worthy of heaven or worthy of hell based on this. It's not how much we know. It's how much we put into right practice what we believe and what we know. It's a sobering, in a certain sense, teaching which Jesus gives to you and to me early in Lent. But the church presents this to us now in order that we go over this from day to day during our time of Lent and simply ask ourselves, today, where have I found myself more often in this teaching? With those on the Lord's right or those on the left? Is my charity real charity? Or is it something more just in passing, perfunctory? Here's $10. Please don't come and ask me for anything again. Real charity isn't a matter of material things alone. Real charity comes from an attitude of heart that was known to the people of Jesus' time and is known to us. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself, because this is how we prove our love for God, who has loved us to the point of dying for us.